Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, the Easter weekend rain is gone, so is California's rainy season. Did we get enough rain and snow? We'll look at the scorecard. California gave fast food workers a pay raise today. And we remember American sculptor Richard Serra. He died last week in New York at the age of 85. His works are all over Southern California. It's Monday, April 1st. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LA at 89.3. Boy, what a pretty day to start April. Bright blue skies, puffy white clouds, especially nice after a rainy Easter weekend. So here we are in April, the end of the rainy season. It also means the Sierra snowpack has reached its peak. Tomorrow, hydrologists with the California Department of Water Resources will hike up to Phillips Station south of Lake Tahoe and measure the snowpack for the last time. Should come in slightly higher than average. That's good because when that snowpack melts, it becomes our drinking water. So LA's science reporter Jacob Margolis, how's the water supply looking?
The Metropolitan Water District told me that as of right now, they're neither putting water in storage or taking it out. We have enough water to meet demands this year. We likely won't see water restrictions, and our reservoirs are looking pretty good thanks to the past 2 years. But assume that next year, we could slip back into drought. And even though we may feel like we've recovered from it, our landscapes are still hurting. It's going to take a lot of wet years to truly repair the damage done to them.
LA science reporter Jacob Margolis. Keep in mind, we'll be gripped by drought again one of these days. So sip your water. Don't gulp it. We might need it later. Now in effect in California is a new law that sets down a $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers. Well, why pay teenagers so much to make burgers and fries? UCLA labor researcher Tina Kuhn says it's not a teenage workforce at fast food restaurants anymore.
We think stereotypically that this is a workforce that's young and working part-time for pocket change. It's actually an adult workforce that is working full-time and are contributing 40% to the household income.
There are exemptions in the fast food worker minimum wage law. One was enacted last week. It exempts fast food restaurants in airports, theme parks, and certain other locations. And we have more on the new fast food minimum wage law at LAist.com. In 2022, California voters approved $1 billion for schools to add new arts programs. But labor leaders say school districts are instead using that money on existing programs, not to add new arts instruction. Here's LAist education reporter Mariana Dale.
Proposition 28 required school districts to expand arts education based on community needs, especially by hiring more staff. But that's not happening everywhere, according to a letter sent to state officials by the law's authors and education labor leaders. They claim some districts are violating the law by using Prop 28 funding to replace money already being spent on arts programs. One proposed solution is requiring districts to publicly document how they're spending the new funding. I'm Mariana Dale.
When we come back, saving more Angelenos from cardiac arrest.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center presenting American Mariachi by Jose Cruz Gonzalez. It's the 1970s and women can't be mariachis. Or can they? American Mariachi is a feel-good comedy about familia, amor, and tradición that will send your heart soaring and put a bounce in your step with a wave of vibrant, infectious live music. On stage through June 9th, tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. It's been nearly 5 years since Governor Gavin Newsom pledged to reduce deaths in California jails, and since then, the number of people behind bars is down, but the number of those who died while incarcerated is up. In 2022, 215 people died while locked up in local jails. That's the highest number in more than a decade. CalMatters reporter Nigel Dwara says there are several reasons why jail deaths are up.
Fentanyl replacing methamphetamine in jails was one cause of the increase in overdose deaths that we saw in jails. Another big one was suicides.
CalMatters reporter Nigel Dwara says it points to the need for local sheriffs to do a better job of screening for drugs and monitoring the people who are in their jails for signs of self-harm. 9 of 10 people who have cardiac arrest die. Today at USC, LA County health officials launched Community Readiness Champions so more people can survive cardiac arrest. Here's LA senior health reporter Jackie Fortier.
Do you know how to apply a tourniquet, use a defibrillator, or help someone who is overdosing? You'll soon be able to learn. County health officials say training on how to use the opioid overdose reversal medication Narcan, along with hands-only CPR, and how to stop bleeding if someone is shot or stabbed will all be online. In-person trainings and kits will be distributed around LA County. The idea is to train residents to help while emergency services arrive. More than 11,700 people died of drug overdoses in California in the 12-month period ending last October. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Artist Richard Sarrap died last week at his home in New York. He was 85 years old. Sarrap was among the greatest American sculptors ever. LAist correspondent Adolfo Guzman Lopez says he also had a long connection with Southern California.
Richard Serra was best known for sculptures made of one-story high sheets of amber-colored steel, bent slightly. You can see these torqued ellipses at UCLA and at the LA County Museum of Art. In 2006, Serra unveiled a commissioned sculpture at a plaza in the Segerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa.
I think what was needed here was not something horizontal, but something vertical that would collect people, much like a campanile in an Italian plaza.
There are also Serra sculptures at the Norton Simon in Pasadena and the Santa Fe Train Depot in San Diego. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to join us again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley has the AM edition of the LA Report. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Ugiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.